WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly getting knocked down by stress, anxiety, or just plain bad luck? You know that feeling when things seem out of control and you're left wondering if you can even handle it all? Well, guess what? You are stronger than you think. And today, we're diving into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism to build resilience like a champ. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, okay? It's about understanding your emotions, accepting what you can control, and focusing your energy on what you actually have power over. Think of it as this badass mental toolkit for dealing with life's inevitable curveballs. And trust me, in today's world, we all need a little extra resilience. Here are 5 key takeaways from the Stoics that can seriously level up your inner strength. First up, focus on what you can control. We often get bogged down worrying about things outside our influence, traffic jams, other people's opinions, unpredictable events. It's like trying to steer a ship in a hurricane. Stoicism says, hey, let go of the uncontrollable and focus your energy where it matters, your thoughts, your actions, your responses. That doesn't mean ignoring problems, but it means channeling your energy into solutions instead of spiraling out of control. Second, practice negative visualization. Sounds a bit dramatic, right? But hear me out. Imagine facing the worst-case scenario, job loss, relationship challenges, health issues, and then asking yourself, okay, so what? This isn't about dwelling on negativity, it's about preparing mentally. By acknowledging potential difficulties, you reduce their power over you when they actually happen. You become more resilient because you've already mentally walked through the fire. Third, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a moment to appreciate the good stuff, your health, your loved ones, that perfectly brewed cup of coffee. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have. It's like turning on the sunshine in your mind, even on cloudy days. Fourth, engage in mindful activities. Stoics believed in living fully in the present moment. So, put down that phone, step away from the screens, and really experience your surroundings. Listen to the birds chirping, feel the warmth of the sun, savor a delicious meal. Being present reduces stress and helps you appreciate the simple joys of life. And finally, remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Every challenge we face is a chance to learn, adapt, and become stronger. Stoics saw obstacles as stepping stones on the path to wisdom. So, next time you stumble, don't beat yourself up. Dust yourself off, analyze what went wrong, and use it as fuel to move forward. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who's always feeling overwhelmed by deadlines, demanding bosses, and the constant pressure to succeed. She's constantly stressed, doubting herself, and struggling to keep up. Then she discovers Stoicism. She starts practicing negative visualization, picturing her worst-case scenarios, and realizing that even if they happened, she could handle it. She focuses on what she can control: her work ethic, her attitude, her responses to challenges. She cultivates gratitude for the good things in her life, supportive friends, her passion for her work, her health. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel a shift. She's less reactive to stress, more confident in her abilities, and able to bounce back from setbacks with renewed energy. She even finds time to enjoy life outside of work, appreciating the simple pleasures she used to overlook. Think about that for a second. Imagine yourself as Sarah, feeling empowered, resilient, and ready to tackle anything life throws your way. Stoicism isn't just an ancient philosophy, it's a practical toolkit for navigating the challenges of modern life. So, what are you waiting for? Take those 5 key takeaways: focus on what you can control, practice negative visualization, cultivate gratitude, engage in mindful activities, and remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth, and start building your own resilience today. Take a moment to think about one thing you can do right now to incorporate these Stoic principles into your life. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths to center yourself, journaling down what you're grateful for, or planning a mindful activity for later today. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of Stoicism in their life. And be sure to leave a review and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep building that inner strength. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.